This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Plunge. Easy to use, reliable cold plunges at affordable prices. Save $150 off with code MMA150. Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need. Get free sheets, mattress protector, and pillow with code GWFIT25. Bulletproof coffee, power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 579.
579!
My name is Eagle Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, before my fans walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you eating over here?
I just realized I had a chip left over. It's a flaxseed chip or some sort. I don't know.
Do you have like a drug rack behind you on the side over there? I see a bunch of drugs.
This thing?
Your shoulder, yeah. It's a bunch of colors and drugs and crack rocks.
It's a pedal board for a guitar.
So, okay. That makes sense.
To make the noise.
Yep. Noises.
Yes.
Good. Hey, how about them Bears?
Oh, geez. They played at Lambeau.
I thought
we
were going
night.
Undefeated. What happened?
We were undefeated, and then we played Green Bay.
Yeah. And
they were not undefeated, and they decided to take it out on us.
That happens every year. We always get unleashed upon, and the refs certainly didn't help us at all. They never tend to help the Bears. They felt like that Justin Fields, he had a touchdown on the one play, and they're like, we can't fucking tell. And then there were a bunch of penalties they didn't call. Doesn't mean we're gonna win, just means we got fucked like usual. That's typical Bears. We're not we get zero help from anybody, but you know, it's a rebuilding. These things take time. We're not gonna be champs overnight. So
no, but you know, I'll say Aaron Rodgers doesn't look well. I saw him in a post-game interview. I'm like, what is wrong with him? He seems like he's 20 years older than he actually is.
Right. Look at him compared to Tom Brady, because I don't even know. What is Aaron, 38, 39, and Brady's
Tom's like 46. Yeah.
But, I mean, you could tell one person takes really good care of their health, and this other guy thinks fucking, what wasn't he saying? He's doing ayahuasca and this and that. I think they did an ayahuasca celebration in the end zone. And what's with all this dancing anyway? I'm going to talk about this. These guys like get an interception. Let's all run to the end zone and dance. Do you understand? You're fucking grown men and you're fucking dancing right now. Like
they like dancing. It's like the haka dance, you know,
it's all wild shit.
Synchronous dancing. I'm surprised they let him do it, because there's usually throwing flags on.
Yeah.
Shit.
I think they finally lightened up because they realized, hey, we should probably let them do some shit. But again, like you watch some of the penalties they call on stuff and all this new stuff that they keep adding in. I'm like, man, this makes it real easy for a ref to really affect the outcome of a game with how they want to call the game now, because there's so many little ticky-tack shits, especially like roughing the passer. Like that seems, it's so like you can't even tackle a guy anymore. Oh, fuck, fucking 15 yards. Like, oh my God, what is going on here? I'm trying to get into other sports besides the MMAs. And then you have bullshit like this.
Bogus. Total bogus.
Yep. So speaking of which, UFC over the weekend, little main event, Corey Sandhagen, Song Yadong. And I don't know why they can't put Yadong's last name up there. They kept calling him Song. But they have it Sandhagen versus Song. I'm like, no, it's either Corey versus Song or Sandhagen versus Yadong. God damn it. It's Yadong. Song Yadong. Embrace his last name.
The last name is Yadong?
You're damn right it is.
Because they have it listed wrong on the UFC website also.
Now it's Yadong Song?
I don't know what's right, but either way.
Oh man, then I'm getting tricked, because that's I thought it was Song Yadong. Now it's Yadong Song.
I don't know. Ugh. I can't. Anyways,
I feel like they're tricking me, because I think they do that with one of the other fighters, female, 115 pounder.
Female.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. But how about this fight? There's a lot of firepower from Yadong. he was throwing some bombs, and I think he probably won that first round. And then the second round, he gets cut with an elbow, and I'm like, man, it was just a matter of time, it seemed, before the doctor was going to call the fight. And I think it was, what, after round four, when they eventually said that's fucking enough and stopped the fight. I'm like, God damn it.
Too much punishment. TKO. Doctor stop.
Yeah, and it wasn't like Sanhagen's laying off that eye, because he keeps going after it with elbows, trying to fuck it up.
Yep.
So that wasn't the only gash of the night. Did you see the one from...
Yes, I have the picture somewhere.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. Where is the picture? Okay, are you ready for this? It's a yeah. I'm going to warn you, if you're squeamish, look away now, because here it is, Greg Rodriguez, which I don't know what this is right here. I don't remember
if it's a vein or an artery, but it's one of those two. It looks like a worm, right?
There it is, all patched up. It looks
that's
like
crazy.
A worm.
Like, they did some pretty good work, but I don't know if that's plastic surgeon work, because like, I got a huge gash on my head, and luckily they had a plastic surgeon come in to stitch me up. But that didn't look like plastic surgeon work, but who knows? I feel like when the plastic surgeon comes in, that they put way more stitches in that are necessary, because you want to have a really tight closure on anything on your face.
Right.
But yeah, I'm looking at the picture. That's hot. Like, I've seen some gashes in my day, but that may be the best gash I've ever seen.
It reminds me eerily in some odd way of this old, remember the cyborg got his dome crushed in?
Oh, yeah.
Like some time ago, had his entire forehead smashed.
And remember, he still wanted to compete. He's like, I think I'm going to get right back in there. Like, dude.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe
it's a wrap. Like, maybe you can die. That. Like, you're lucky to be alive. If your skull gives in, that's bad. That's a hell of a lot of force.
It is.
I don't remember who did that. Was that MVP?
I don't know. Maybe. It was definitely from a knee.
Yeah, for sure. I can't remember. It was a while ago. And then what else did we see? Oh, Aspen Ladd. She missed weight for the third time and had her fight canceled again. I don't know what came of that, but I don't understand some people. And I guess it's tough when you're fighting at 35, because there's really not a 145 class. Like, what are you going to just... Everyone's going to go and fight Amanda Nunes for the title. Like, I don't understand that. So kind of a weird spot to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aaron Bronsister put out an injury report card for this fight. He said, we had two deep lacerations. There were two dislocated ribs and a torn abdominal. Someone broke their arm, and then someone else broke their finger. So a lot of people going to fucking hospital after these fights.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. My gosh.
It's bad.
So speaking of hospitals, we should talk about our sponsor.
Oh, shall we talk about Manscaped?
Yes.
It's the end of the summer, and smooth sack summer is coming to an end, fellas. If you haven't been scaping for the summer sun, it's not too late to sweep your sack of those pesky pubes. As summer comes to an end and we enter fall, keep your boys clean and fresh just in time for fresh ball fall. That's a mouthful. The leader in below the waist grooming is here to make sure your pubes feel smoother than a beach ball and smell fresher than your girl's pumpkin spice.
Whoa, I thought we were going a different direction there.
Yeah. Start the new season the right way and join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. You can get 20% off and free worldwide shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts.
That's right. And you get the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Has everything you need to keep your sweet, sweet sack in check. Inside this package, you'll find a lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, cop preserver, ball deodorant, crop reviver, toner, performance boxer, briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
That's right. And just remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code at manscaped.com/MMA nuts.
That's
keep
my
things
fault.
Smooth and fresh as Ron, we say, sayonara. Sayonara there, Danielson. Yeah. So smooth ball summer and enter fresh ball fall.
Nice. I could use a little fresh ball fall. Sure. Fresh ball fall. Speaking of sponsors, let's talk about Blue Chew.
Yes.
Hey, summer's winding down. The nights are getting longer, but the breeze isn't the only thing that's getting stiff. That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, we all know that confidence can take you far in life. That's especially true in the bedroom, especially when it's time to step up to the plate. That's where Blue Chew comes in.
That's right. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The best part, it's all done on the internet, so no weird visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package.
It might even look like this.
Nice. That was too quick. Show us again. Okay.
This comes inside that.
Okay, good. Got it.
Very discreet.
So discreet, I don't even know what it is.
You don't even know what you're looking at. So if you can benefit from all the extra confidence when it's time to perform, chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code MMANUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code MMANUTS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew. We appreciate you keeping us strong and long.
That's right. Something like that.
I don't know. I found this video of middleweight Alex Pereira showing off his very impressive archery skills. Hold on. Let me just make sure this loads before I go ahead and do this. But did you see this video? He's quite good with this. Here he is out in his, what I presume to be his backyard, you know, shirtless, obviously.
Yeah.
There he goes.
Oh, one more. Finish.
I don't know what he's saying, but he's probably talking shit. Here he goes.
He's like, oh, fuck this ball up.
Got his little bow and arrow. He's getting loosening up. Here he goes. Man!
Convicção, porra! 72 tries later. Fucking got it.
Is this like one of those dude perfect things where he tried 100,000 times and finally got it?
I hope he's got no one behind him. And like when you're firing arrows, so I still have BB guns. I always wanted to shoot those in my backyard, but I took my daughters into the garage and shut the garage and put the safety glasses on and set up targets in there. That's way safer.
Yeah. Really.
But I wish you could do that outside if you had space, but yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that he was, all into that shit. And then Bellator this weekend. I got a card coming up since there's no UFCs.
Let's see.
Little Benson Henderson. Ooh. He's fighting Peter Quelle. Yeah. Yoel Romero. Melvin Manhoef. Jesus Christ. Light heavyweight, by the way.
I can't believe Romero's only had 20 fights.
Well, remember, it took him forever to come over. Like, they're always trying and could never get him here. A couple ladies fighting. A couple other guys. And then Benson Henderson. I wanted to pull up his record. Hopefully I put it in here. But I think he's 6-7 since he went to Bellator. But he's like Johnny Decision. All his fights are like split decision, majority decision, or whatever. So, again, it's just weird to think that he's been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's 13. I think this is his 14th fight in Bellator, which is crazy because he was the champion at one point. And then just the wheels fell off.
Yeah.
I just always remember when I thought about him, he was there was a point where he was unsubmittable. He'd be like Gumby. You'd have his arm bent horribly, and he's like, nah, I ain't tapping. He'd fucking somehow find a way to get out of it. And I don't know what happened with him. Maybe he got cursed by fighting Pettis and got Showtime kicked in the WEC. way back in the day.
It's hard to say.
What else is happening out there?
Well, our friend Mr. Jose Aldo retires from MMA over the weekend, apparently, and was released from his UFC contract. You know,
Isn't that odd? Because they said he had one fight left, and sounds like Nate Diaz had one fight left, and they tried to fuck him, but he came out on the better side of that. But so I don't know. Do you think he had to pay the UFC to get out?
I don't know, because there was all that stuff, you know, like when he lost his title, like it seemed like they didn't like him, you know, and were fucking with him all the time. And it just seems very odd that he's the one guy. Maybe this is Dana's makeup for that. He's like, all right, we'll let you out of the contract. I don't know if he had to pay a lot of money. I'm curious to see if he actually is completely done with combat sports or just mixed martial arts.
Yeah, I think it's just MMA, because I think he wanted to try a little bit of boxing.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised. Well, I don't know if he's going to be the bare knuckle type of guy, but I would imagine he'll probably step in the ring and try some boxing if he sees Anderson Silva has been having some success later in his career. And Jose should do well, depending upon who and what the rule set is. And then MMA Junkie posted some of his stats just as he goes out. His little retirement resume. 7 title defenses, most in UFC featherweight history. 2,037 days as champion, most in UFC featherweight history. 18 wins, ties most for UFC / WEC featherweight history. And same thing, 11 finishes. So I people always leave him out of the GOAT conversation. He needs to be in it. And I don't know if that is because a lot of his time was spent in the WEC. And I think that's probably where he was more effective, because smaller cage, and he was just fucking railroading people over there. And then comes the UFC, and it's almost, he's kind of tailing off. And then I think USADA came in, and a lot of people didn't fare as well. And I think he was one of the guys that didn't fare as well when they came in.
Yeah.
But again, that's a hell of a long time to be a champion. 2,037 days. Fucking, how many years is that?
Eight, nine,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a while, you know, him and Anderson Silva, GSP.
Yep.
Can't think of anyone else. Definitely not John Jones.
Well, every time he gets it, I think he gets it stripped from some kind of drug or abuse or fuck somebody's wife. I don't know. It's crazy like that. Mm-hmm. And then we was talking about the bare knuckle. MMA Junkie posted salaries, because I think, I don't remember what state they fought in, but some of the states that you fight in, they have to release or disclose the payouts. So we got payouts from one of the cards. So I'm going to show these. So it says BKFC 28 fighter salaries. And John Dodson, I think he was the main card in the main event. Oh my God, with all these fucking ads popping up. I like this where I can't even turn this off. Thank you.
There you go.
There you go. Roderick Stewart, 2000. Jeremy Saucida, 2500. So I'm just going to look at the, and then you could kind of see, so you see Casey Robb, 5,000. I figured she probably has an OnlyFans page. Does. Jamie Hinshaw could not find an OnlyFans page. She got 5,000.
Give her some time.
This guy got 3,000. This guy got 4,000. I wish they would have just made a fucking chart. 3,500, 4,000. Oh, I mean, it starts going up.
Yeah.
2,000. 2,500, 5,000, 4,000, 7,500, 4,000, 9,000. It just seems like not enough to be fucking bare knuckle fucking somebody. 5,000. And then here we go. Ryan Benoit, 20,000 for his loss to John Dodson. John Dodson, 75,000 for his win over Ryan. And then Taylor Starling. Mm-hmm. Do you think she has an OnlyFans? She made 20,000.
Probably.
Uh-huh. She does. Okay. And then Christine for a 22.5. So top payout was 75, but this isn't also, these aren't huge names on this card. So this isn't like a Paige VanZant. But I wonder if this was a card they pulled Paige off of, because she was supposed to fight recently and they pulled her off of a card like during fight week. And I wonder, this maybe because they didn't want to disclose how much they were paying her. That might make sense, because she was very confused. Like, why the fuck did they pull me from this card? I don't understand. Well, maybe they didn't want to disclose her pay.
Pages, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it was real sketchy circumstances of why they pulled her off. It didn't make sense. And she didn't know why. And I don't think it ever came out.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're paying some of the top people. It's like boxing, you know, the people at the top get paid a ridiculous amount of money and everyone else makes nothing.
Yeah, it's not like John Dodson is this huge star, but I mean, your Paige VanZant, that she's going to get paid, and I forgot who else is. I don't know if Mike Perry's getting paid, and the president of BKFC was saying, yes, they're trying to make a huge run at Nate Diaz to get him in there. So he would make bank over there. What else is happening?
There was a knockout over the weekend. Frank Arnold and Brian Morena. There's some controversy surrounding this because apparently in the third round, Frank Arnold was wobbly on his feet and just not looking well. And they're saying that the ref let this go way too long. I think you can see the finish here, but it was obvious that this man was just done, right? And they had let this go too long. And I wanted to get your take on this, boxing wise. Like, do you think boxing encourages more head trauma or MMA? And if so, do you think boxing, they let it go too long typically?
Yeah, I think boxing, I think that was always the knock against them, is they tend to let things go more. And some of the fights, there's a three knockdown rule, where in MMA, if the guy gets knocked down, more than likely someone's going to follow you to the ground and finish you pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. It seems like boxing, there's way more trauma. And
repeated,
I don't know.
Repeated.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's just... And yeah, because it's not like you can go to the body too, but you can't go to the legs. It's everything's head or body. So it's like you don't even have a third option. You don't even have a submission option. So everything is typically it's head, body. And you see it too many times, because I think there was even, think back to a Holly Holm fight where they showed her where she's pretty much KO'd against the ropes. And this is a boxing match. And the fight should have been stopped like 15 fucking punches before she got ultimately KO'd, but she's just being held up by the ropes, going boom, boom, boom.
Those are scary when the only thing holding someone up is like, you know, the barrier or whatever.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to think if they, I don't want to say they care less, but it sure seems like at times where they want a fucking KO. Like, people came for blood, and I think they want to give people what they want, but you've had way more people die from boxing KOs than you have from MMA.
I think that's true. Fairly accurate.
Maybe one from MMA, some freak fucking thing, but more than a handful in boxing that I can remember.
Yeah, and it happens quite frequently, I think, even in like the more amateur type things where the guys are getting beat up a lot more over long periods of time. Poor reffing or these guys are too tough for their own good, you know. So, and I think the extra padding on the gloves allows them to take more punishment in some way, but damage over time is just ridiculously higher versus MMA, you know. So, I don't know. Good knockout, but it's kind of scary. Apparently I couldn't find the video, but apparently it was taken down. Apparently the guy was needed medical care and couldn't get up for a while. And those are always really scary when they're not moving for like,
it's not good.
10 minutes or something, you know? So you're like, okay.
When the fight doc comes out and he's going, hey, we should probably try to stick something up this guy's ass. That'll probably wake him up.
I think, right. Play with his balls, isn't that show me that one? It was like rub his balls.
You showed
that video a while back.
That's fucking crazy. Brett Okamoto did a story about UFC 279. He was talking about all the shit that was going on back behind the scenes of how they basically had 24 hours to rearrange the three fights on the card. So okay. like the Nate Diaz, Shamayev, the Leech and Ferguson, and then the other fight on that card. So he was talking about the Ferguson story, and I'll read this off. This is from his interview. In the story he wrote, he said Ferguson arrived at the Apex himself not long after this meeting, ready to weigh in for his originally scheduled welterweight bout against Lee. He drove himself to the Apex, and on his way in, he noticed a beautiful Bentley sitting in the parking lot. Ferguson is something of a car guy. He appreciates a good ride when he sees one. He admired the Bentley on his way in. So inside the Apex, Campbell and Ferguson met face to face for the first time that morning. The 38-year-old former interim champion calmly told the UFC he liked the idea of saving the card and he liked the fight. In fact, he and his camp had even joked about this very possibility weeks ago, but he needed to speak with his wife before accepting. Like, here we go again, the wife running the show, mm-hmm. Carlos Condit. Ferguson said he consults his family on all decisions pertaining to his career. After Ferguson weighed in, while everyone was still at the Apex, he went back to visit with Campbell. Some say he was half joking. Others say he was completely serious. He told Campbell he really needed to think about it more and that he would probably do his best thinking behind the wheel of that expensive Bentley parked outside. Campbell threw Ferguson the keys and said, "You take the car for as long as you want. I don't give a shit about the car." And about 45 minutes later, Ferguson and the Bentley were back and he agreed to move in to the main event.
Yeah.
With 10 pounds of jism all over the windshield or whatever else. Who knows?
Sounds hectic.
Right. Like, one, why does Campbell have a fucking Bentley? And two, why are you letting Tony Ferguson drive your Bentley around? Just, fuck it. We need to make this save. If that's what the guy wants, that's what the guy gets. I don't know.
It's just weirdness all around, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I guess that's par for the course for that card, right? With the way it went and all that craziness.
It was a wild situation, and I feel like they made the best of it.
It was a better card, right? At the end of the day.
I would say yes. The conspiracy theorists said that, you know, this was all premeditated by the UFC, yeah. But I don't know. I think sometimes shit just works out a certain way and it happens the way it happens. So
yeah, I saw Dana White was shitting. He thought Pat Miletich had said it was a big conspiracy. He's like, fuck that guy, there was no conspiracy and blah blah blah. And then someone said, well, I really think it was Brendan Schaub that said that. And then Dana said, yeah, that makes sense.
Dana does not like Brendan Schaub.
No, and then Schaub had responded, like, I don't even give a fuck what that guy has to say. I really don't care. I know they did a Fight Companion podcast, and I couldn't even watch it. Like, those were so fun to watch back in the day, and now I just have no appetite for those guys doing it.
No.
I'll still watch a Rogan podcast here and there, but not to the extent I used to. Let's see what else is happening. Oh, here's another stat put up post here. The most subs in UFC history. So Nate Diaz made it onto the list. So you have Charles Oliveira at 16, Jim Miller, Damian Maia at 11. You got Nate Diaz and Hoist Gracie with 10. So Nate moved into that spot. Like, I didn't even know. This is just so weird. I think the biggest shocker is Jim Miller on that list to me.
Yeah.
And then probably the next confusing one is Nate. Like, I would, like, if I had to guess, I'm going to say Maia and Oliveira, and fucking Hoist is so old school, I don't even remember. But that's how he was winning. It was either submit or submit.
Right. Submit to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Submission. I just have I have some knowledge, but this is kind of knowledge, but not really. So I'm just curious that's for later. What is happening here? What sort of training are we doing here?
I've watched this in slow-mo. He doesn't hit her in the head, thankfully, because I slowed it down to see.
He does not hit her in the head?
No, it looks like it, but no. He goes right over the top, and I think even if he did hit her, like, her hands got up to here just in case to block it, and then it went by. But it looks crazy as fuck.
Like, maybe, oh my God, maybe it's the rope that she's attached to that's knocking her
down.
Yeah,
that too. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know. But so what was the point of that? Is this some sort of acting or something?
Yeah, because there's probably some kind of stunt that they're doing during a movie. Okay. So they're training for whatever that certain stunt is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I saw, let me pull the poster for UFC 280. So UFC 280 looks like a pretty solid card. You got, I don't know if you can see all this on one screen. So I got to fucking kind of scroll here. Yeah, Oliveira.
Makhachev.
Yep. Sterling, Dillashaw, and then Jan and O'Malley. It's so fucking crazy. Like, oh, that's a sketchy fight for O'Malley. It's so sketchy. And then I'll pull up the whole card here. And then, I don't know, Khabib was running his mouth saying, I don't think Oliveira's going to show up because this one's in Abu Dhabi. Like, what are you talking about?
Why would he not show up?
Right. He's going to fucking show up. Because the rumor is he was thinking, oh, Dariush is going to step in because Oliveira won't fucking be there. And they'll fight for the vacant title. Like, well, no, they won't. But look at how many ranked fighters are on here.
Yeah, there's quite a few. A couple of number ones. Three number ones.
Yeah. I'm like, nice. That's usually a sign of a good card when you have fucking ranked fighters and a bunch of guys whose name ends in V, so that's usually bad news. V, 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 V. That's a lot of wrestling going to go on. A lot of wrestling. But looks like a solid card.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just go on a little run here. You'll just have knowledge then for the end.
Yep, I have one last. Okay. Yep. Yep.
Oh, all right. Let me turn the sound off on this. Here's a little shipping up to Boston.
Oh my God.
What the fuck, man? Little dropkick Murphy.
Is it even legal?
Why not? Like, look at the air you got too.
It's like right to the neck.
Like, look, oh, you got full extension there.
Yeah.
Pretty and solid. He didn't KO the guy, but fucking A, man. Good on him. He used a little of that. And we'll do a little Russia. I don't understand their interviews and what the deal is, but here's a good way to end the interview quickly. I'm going to go no sound, but this guy's talking in Russia. I like the lady interviewing him. She's like, and then the guy just comes in and blasts him.
What in the hell?
On a camera. Hey, thanks for playing.
This stuff's got to stop. This is just
right. Ridiculous. Like, what's the point? I don't understand. Because I think this guy was also involved in another fracas beforehand. And then we're going to talk hematomas. I think we have one that beats the Mark Hominick one. I think it was Aldo Mark Hominick. Yep.
In Canada. Yeah.
Yeah. He gave him one. So this guy.
Oh, my Lord.
The size of that one.
That's pretty big. It looks nasty.
This is like the size of my testicle. Look at you, man. I got these softball sized testicles. I win. No, you didn't. You look like you lost.
Hmm.
I'm just going to go on a run. Have you seen Monopoly Man in a car doing jujitsu? Car jujitsu, it's a thing.
No. Oh, what the hell?
The Monopoly Man doing jujitsu in a car. Car jujitsu. I don't understand.
How do you win?
Submit.
Okay, what if you fall out?
I think there's guys standing around to prevent that, but okay, you definitely don't want to be on bottom here.
No, seems like a bad idea
because you're fucking stuck. I think the guy eventually gets a fucking armbar.
Jesus, this is just kind of silly.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, but like, you know, it's Russia.
at what point would you ever do jiu-jitsu in a car? Like, it just doesn't.
I don't know.
Maybe like a James Bond movie. I feel like they should do a James Bond scene just like that.
Maybe this is the stunt stuff
from Russia with Love.
Yeah, I like this. It's like this phone booth fighting, right? Here's another one. And I don't know why they don't.
Oh, yeah, I saw this one. Yep.
I don't know why they don't throw uppercuts. Like, why aren't you spamming uppercuts? Or if you can throw elbows, it would be elbows and uppercuts. Oh, that guy keeps getting fucked up.
He's just getting rocked.
Yeah. Not he's out. He's out, man.
It's hard to stop it.
Yeah.
In time.
Can we open the door? Who's got the key? You got the key?
Fighting in a phone booth.
Okay. You might want to help that guy. Oh, Jesus.
He does not look like he's all with it.
No, not so much. Wow. Oh, and then they started back to back, so they almost dueled off. I didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
Like, turn and throw. You could throw some spinning shit off the bat. That's wild.
Wild, yeah.
And I don't know if you saw this. Did you see Tyron Woodley getting KO'd again?
No. This happened recently?
Yeah, hang on.
I didn't even know he was fighting.
Yeah, apparently he was fighting in the Karate Kid.
Oh, shit. Oh, he hurt his leg.
Yeah, he kicked to the groin. Kicked to the balls. This other guy comes in.
The show looks like it went crazy. What happened to the show? Oh, he got his hand chopped off.
Mm. Got blood spurting.
Is this real? Did this actually happen?
Give Tyron one more for the road.
I mean, he already had his finger cut off. Why does he need to kick him again?
I don't know. It's insult to injury.
Kicking a man when he's down.
And then we did a little kung fu versus MMA. Those usually work out well, right? Mm. I'm not going to go any volume. It's super loud, but.
Oh, damn.
Just shut off.
Yeah.
Night I think night. He died.
He might have.
Oh, he might be. I think he's going to start jerking him off. He could bring him back and go. I don't know. It's all the flashy bullshit. Never usually works. A handful of other things is moving through. They said UFC 4. I don't know if it's out yet, but Conor McGregor, this is from The Art of War, saying his power is off the charts.
There he goes. Oh, Jesus.
He didn't have much chance there. He went down a little quick there.
Folded him like a lawn chair.
Yeah. And then I think I could share a little volume. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what country this is in, but there's a crazy street fight happening outside of McDonald's with, it looks to be a crackhead grandpa out there with fucking hands of stone. Just fucking.
Oh, damn.
Like dropping people, and he's like fighting in slow motion. He's fucking all cracked out. Oh, camera person, don't ever do this.
Sideways? This is just bogus.
Yep. It'll get righted here in a second. This guy's already dropped two fools. Oh, the shirt's off. Now it's fucking on.
He wants more.
Oh,
Jesus.
And then the wife is telling him, like, he's rallying the troops over here. Look at my man. He's fucking people up.
That guy wants more. Why does he want more?
It's like in slow motion, too, and they still get knocked out.
What the hell? Were they drunk?
I don't know.
Oh, probably drunk.
Then the wife's telling him, hit this guy again. Now a third person comes in. But the third person gets the better of him. Yeah, but he's had to fight two other fuckers, and then this third guy jumps in.
They all look like half his age, too. So
I know.
Impressive. Impressive.
Yeah, slow, but hands of stone. Let's do a little KO of the week.
Yes.
I always got to turn the volume off, but who knows what happens here. This was a UFC fight.
Mm-hmm. Herbert versus Topura.
Oh,
damn. Starched him. Yeah. Nice.
Yep. Ouch.
Ouch is right.
Moving right along. A little tweet a week. Never know what I have. Okay. This is Barstool Sports. They have a little update. It says chess grandmaster suspects that anal beads could be at the center of cheating allegations at tournament.
What the hell?
I don't know. I guess getting your prostate massaged is performance enhancing. I don't know. Moving right along. And then we'll follow it up with Paulo Costa. He's like, I want to say I don't like this kind of meme, okay, Brendan Schaub?
What the hell?
Brendan Schaub, what is he not okay.
What is he actually kissing?
Looks like Connor's kick.
Oh, my God. That's too funny.
Yeah. A couple more and we'll hit knowledge. So
okay.
It hit the blonde bomber. She's at some kind of weigh-in. You always got to respect the blonde bomber.
Hey, no.
Like, whoa, whoa.
That's a serious outfit.
Yep.
The guy on the right likes it.
Yep. He's like, I got the money shot. Uh-huh. And then this is my new favorite. Jesus, I have so much shit open. I can't figure out where the share screen is. Oh, here we go. 62. That's all I gotta say. She's
you like her.
62.
Jennifer Tilly. Yeah, you brought her up a few times.
Something about it. Yeah, I think she looks amazing for fucking 62.
She does.
You could be riding that out for years. Knowledge, what you got?
Before I share this video, because I have PTSD from last time, have you showed a GTA video recently?
Don't show the leaks.
Not the
we
leaks.
Can talk about it, but
it's an old GTA video. Well, not old as in old, but as in like older. Hold on.
We should be all right. Just no sound.
Okay. In that case, no shot, no sound.
Go ahead.
So here it is. Grand Theft Auto Pursuit.
Yep.
You didn't show this, did you?
No.
Okay, good. So here he goes. He's doing his thing. This is the old Grand Theft Audio. He's hey, I'm gonna pull over. I'm pulling somebody over. They're playing online.
Woo, wee, wee.
GTA Pursuit, pulling over, right? He's like, All right, sir, you have been speeding. It is time for you to exit the vehicle. Because you know you're driving too fast. So at some point, Mr. Cop decides, let me get out and take a look, see what's happening. And to his surprise, out comes a baby. And he's like, what's up, Mr. Cop? Eat this. Bam, bam, bam. And the baby kills him. Baby one, police zero.
Nice. That's a good hack. I like it.
Yeah, pretty funny. So kudos to them for figuring that out. But
yeah,
quite that's hilarious. Neat.
No, I saw there was a bunch of Grand Theft Auto 6 leaks out. I don't know if you saw any of those.
I did not.
And it looks like they're going back to Vice City.
Oh, so, my favorite one. Yeah, yeah. I love that one.
Looks like that. And you're going to be able to play as a female this time. Like there's a female, there's a male. Looked like one of the missions was a Bonnie and Clyde. So I don't know if it was co-op with another person, but they were showing the female with a male. And it almost looked like that scene from Pulp Fiction where the two of them, like how Pulp Fiction opens up, like everybody be cool or whatever it is. This is a robbery.
Yeah.
And then that chick jumps on the table and says whatever she says.
When is that coming out?
Fucking like 2032, I think.
Oh, okay.
So we might be 10 years from now.
We might be dead by then.
Okay. But yeah, because they're all freaked out. Like, oh my God, we got hacked and all this shit got released and source code. Like, does it matter? Like,
yeah.
Fucking. It's only good for the game for you to I know it's not going to look like what it's going to look like. And I think that's what they're concerned about. But I don't think anybody gives a fuck, because when you think about them, every single one of those that I can remember has been so polished as fuck when it came out. Like they delayed the last one because it wasn't looking up to their standards. So I'm not worried right. about that. They're really worried. Like, you fucking milked this last one for 10, 12 years. I don't know. I think the first Xbox came out when Grand Theft Auto 5 came out. It's fucking ridiculous. So
that sounds about right.
Yeah. So the neat thing is, at least you can play as a stacked woman in there who's built very healthy, almost J-Lo proportions healthy.
Okay.
So I would post stuff, but guarantee that's going to get pulled down. So
yeah, let's not do that.
Nope. And then I'll close it with this tweet from Rob Schneider. He said, hang in there. It's almost Friday.
Oh, damn.
Poor squirrel.
Ouch.
He could use a little manscaped. I feel like that's what you should do. You just run up and manscape him before you free him.
He might kill you. Hang. This is a rabid squirrel.
Yeah, I don't trust the squirrels.
How do you even rescue that poor guy? I don't even know.
I would probably bag him. Like throw like a you need a gunny sack. You put a gunny sack over him.
Oh my god!
And grab that fucker and then like take the balls off. It was funny because I saw one. My wife had planted a bunch of sunflowers in the backyard. I saw one. Maybe I'll be able to post a video of it. But he had climbed up on the sunflower. And then he was hanging by his feet upside down like this squirrel was, like pulling all the fucking seeds off and throwing them on the ground. So he'd like eat one and then throw a whole bunch and he'd be hanging all the way upside down while he was doing it. And then eventually I'd just unleash my dog. Fuck you. You can't be eating all my fucking sunflower seeds, little bitches. But it would look like some kind of Mission Impossible shit going down in my backyard. Like, what is happening? These squirrels are getting smarter. They're very fucking intelligent of trying to figure out like how to get food. Hence all the secret squirrel shit you need to keep them off of your bird seed and crops. So that's it. Let me shut it down.
Alrighty. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groove, thanks for playing. You know.